Look at the top 10 list in any download site and chances are good that you'll find ICQ at number 1 week after week. So when a new version of ICQ is released, it's big news. More and more blind people have been bitten by the ICQ bug too. But whenever a major new version of any product is released, for us, there's always that worrying issue, will this version still be accessible? So, I'm joined in the Out of Sight voice chat room now by Don Coco and Scott Rakowski, both of whom have been ICQ users for quite a long time, and both of whom have taken the plunge and installed ICQ 2000 over the last week. Welcome to you both. Let me start with you, Don, and ask you to tell me a bit about what is ICQ for those who haven't discovered it yet.
ICQ is a program that allows you to basically communicate in real time by typing instant messaging. So it's basically like an instant messaging type service. You have people on a contact list, and you can type back and forth to them. And it's a good way of keeping in touch when you're on a computer for long periods of time. And it gives you a chance to talk across the ICQ network, and you can transfer files and all kinds of good things like that.
It's, I guess, a similar product to AOL Instant Messenger and MSN Messenger and Yahoo Messenger, but ICQ, I think, is the original, and it still appears to be the most popular. What is it about ICQ in particular that you like, Scott? Why do you stick with it?
Yeah, the reason I like ICQ is because you can always find people to speak to on ICQ itself, and the other nice thing I like about it is the fact that you can get notified when your friends log on and offline, and the instant messaging's there. So if you can't raise your friends via email, you can always send them an instant message, and you'll get a reply within a few seconds.
The interface for ICQ is not exactly what you'd call orthodox, is it? It's not one of those things that instantly appears screen reader friendly. But I know you're a Windows user, Don. How do you find it in terms of its accessibility?
It's not real speech friendly. That's one of its drawbacks. It uses a very unconventional type interface. You know, if they used a standard window interface, it would be great, but they don't. So there is some mousing that you have to do. You know, you have to be aware of your screen reader's mouse capability with ICQ. Raul Galagos normally writes wonderful set files which show the graphics, like if a person's away or not available or invisible and that sort of thing. But every time they come out with a new release of ICQ, he has to rewrite them because they keep changing the graphics. It's not the most speech-friendly, but it is doable, certainly. One of the problems with ICQ is it has a lot of menus in it. You know, there's lots of pull-down menus by left or right clicking the different options.
And Scott, you're a JFW user. Give us your perspective on ICQ and its speech friendliness from a JFW user's point of view.
Personally, I find the program easy to use. I've been using it now for about a year or so, a bit over a year. There have been scripts written for JFW for ICQ. I don't use them myself. I personally don't think that they do a lot for the program if you've never used it before. But I personally prefer to navigate the program without scripts if I can, simply because you'd have to have heaps of scripts on your machine if you ever need to install on another computer if you're setting it up for someone. And I just prefer to try and work without the scripts if I can. They're there for those people who want them, of course. And the menus work quite well with JFW. There's only a couple of little issues in regards to the installation. And that was a bit of an issue with the new 2000 release, where when you tabbed between the controls in the install wizard, the next button would not speak. It just remained silent when you tabbed over to it. So you had to route JAWS to PC and then left click to move on to the next window. Also, in some of the main menus in ICQ, when you tab, you don't get all the actual options. When you do tab from option to option, and you had to turn graphics mode on to read some of the tooltips. But most functions can be used and work extremely well if you're prepared to use your JAWS cursor and put up with the shortcomings of ICQ.
Okay, so moving on to ICQ 2000, which is the new release, which is what we're predominantly looking at here. Don, is the same true for a WindowEyes user? Does that next button in the installation not speak and you have to do some mouse movement to get it to happen?
Yeah, it is true. Actually, interestingly enough, they just have a graphic. It doesn't say next, but it's right at the bottom of the screen, right above the cancel button. When you're doing the install, so it's real easy to find with WindowEyes, and you know you can click right on it. But yeah, they did something different with that. I don't know why, but that's correct. There is no actual next button. One thing I do like about the new release, though, is when you finish installing it, it does not auto start. Now the older releases used to automatically start. The new release does not. You actually have to go and, you know, call the program itself to get it to start. And I like that, certainly. There used to be a pain in the neck when the older releases would start, especially for a new user, because you get confused. You don't know what to fill in or whatever. This new program, it actually guides you pretty well. And also, they've redesigned the preferences in the new release, and they're supposed to be, let's put it this way, supposed to be easier to use. And I think they're pretty good. I think the new design works very well.
So just to recap then, the key issue here is that when you're installing ICQ 2000, you won't be able to tab to the next button. You tab, I think it's just to a blank space effectively as far as the screen reader is concerned. And at that point, you route your review cursor to where the focus is. In other words, route JAWS to PC or route the mouse pointer to the active cursor in WindowEyes. Let's have a look at some more of those new features that are in ICQ 2000. One of the things that may also trip up screen reader users is this new default of a split message window. Can you fill us in a little bit about that, Scott?
Yeah, with the new message window, when you first install ICQ 2000, what it basically does, it puts you into a split window, and when you're typing messages, what it does, you type a message and send it off. In the older versions, it used to close down the current window and put you back to wherever you were. This can be done with the new ICQ, but it confused all of us who installed the new version. None of us knew that we were in a split window. I just happened to find out that down the bottom, when you tab through all the different options, there is a single mode message button, which you press the space bar on. That's what it does with JFW. I assume the same thing happens with WindowEyes, but I can't say for sure if that's the case. And once you go into single message mode, you don't have to do it for every user. You just do it once and it'll remember the preference.
Same thing goes for a WindowEyes user, does it, Don, to fix this split message window thing? Because it really is very tricky to use in that mode, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we were confused. We booted up ICQ, the new one, and it started doing that with the split message mode, and I was confused, I must honestly tell you. And it took us a few minutes before we learned that, yeah, you press the message mode button and tell it single message mode, and it will go back to the old style. And, yeah, you only have to do that once, and then it remembers it. So I don't know what their thinking is with the split message thing. I guess they felt like, well, maybe that you could see the person, I don't know, their messages and then your messages down below or something. I don't really know, but it sure was confusing for me. But the single message mode is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, I understand that it looks as if you're in a kind of a chat room type environment and you can actually see the history of messages that have occurred during that session. So, for example, a sighted person sitting there, they type a message and send it off, and someone sends it back, and you can actually see the dialogue on the screen, which I suppose is quite useful for a sighted person. And you could probably, I suppose, possibly review that with your screen reader's review cursor, although personally I haven't tried to do that. Another interesting feature of the new ICQ 2000 is better support for firewalls and proxy servers. And Scott, you've already found a benefit for this in terms of potentially improving file transfers for modem users. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, basically, to be honest, I haven't actually tested it out, but from the actual theory and the help file, I do see a benefit in this. Basically, if you are behind or have to use a proxy server in your web browser, That concerns most of us here in Australia. I'm not sure in regards to America or not. But basically, if you need to use a proxy in your browser, you can tell the new ICQ 2000 to use a proxy. And using the new proxy on a 56K modem link will actually, in theory, speed up your file transfers if you're doing a user-to-user transfer. I haven't tested it out as yet, but from what I've read and from the theory, it actually does sound like that is the case because it'll be using your proxy to cache data.
And it seems that they've added more privacy features, masking of your IP address, and as I say, there's firewall support, so it should be a generally more secure installation. Are there any other features that either of you have played with or read about that look like ICQ 2000 is something that people should upgrade to?
It's not getting especially high marks as far as upgrading. Most of the reviews suggest that if 99B is really working well for you, that you really don't need to upgrade, you know, unless you're like us, you know, computer geeks, you like to have the latest toy. But one of the new things that caught our attention is that they're supposed to offer some kind of a music plugin. And apparently that plugin is not available yet, but I guess when it becomes available and it's offered, I don't know if somebody will send you an MP3 and then they'll play it and you'll hear it on your machine or what. I'm not really sure, but it is supposed to have some kind of music support in it, but I guess that plugin's not available just yet, so we're going to have to kind of wait and see what that pans out into.
Well, that is an interesting thought, because Nullsoft, ICQ, they're all owned by AOL these days. And so there may be some interesting synergies that are going to take place there between some sort of streaming MP3 technology and instant messaging. And what about you, Scott? You've obviously installed it. Would you advise others to install it?
I would install it if you want to try out this new proxy support, especially for the transferring of files, that sort of thing. What I would advise people to do, though, and I do strongly recommend that people do this, basically, I would recommend backing up your old contact list, basically, because it will import your old contacts, but I would rather back up the contact list, and basically, on the old ICQ, the contact list is stored in program files /ICQ. Just back up the entire DB99B directory to another folder on your hard disk, somewhere like that, or a zip disk, etc., and that'll back up your old contact list so you can restore it if you have to.
But it does sound like it's running well for you guys and that you have no need to or intention of going back.
No, I have no intention of going back. If anything, I'll go forward. I won't go back because there was a bug I noticed in 99B with JFW, which I just thought of. I don't know if anybody else has experienced this bug or not. What I've noticed in the older ICQ is when you were typing a message to someone and pressed your backspace key if you made a mistake, basically you would just hear blank, and that's it. And if you tried to use your arrows to review the text on the screen, it would not be there for some reason. Even refreshing the screen with Insert Escape didn't seem to bring back the text, and the only way I saw to get around the feature was to hit your Escape key, and the only way to get around the bug was to hit Escape, and go and write your message again. I haven't found this problem with the new ICQ 2000.
And Don, you're quite happy with how it's performing for you? You're not going to downgrade?
I don't think so, no. It does seem to be running fine, no problem. I haven't had any crashing problems with it or nothing like that in the few days I've been running it. So, yeah, I probably will stay with it. It does seem to be working all right.
Thanks to Scott Rakowski and Don Coco for talking about ICQ 2000, certainly a hot release. It gets hundreds of thousands of downloads every week, this program. And before we leave the subject, let me just briefly take you through some of the ICQ features, because it's one of those programs that you could spend many hours talking about. You bring it up and you just explore the preferences and the options and things, and it's one of those programs where you're always finding something new with it, even when you've been using it for a long time. I resisted having ICQ on my system for quite some time because I thought it was intrusive. These days I love it, and in instances where we get a new version and I can't figure out what's happening, like when it took a while to get the split message mode thing sorted out, I really found that I was missing being able to use it. So let's just briefly show you some of the very basic features. I'll just bring up ICQ and see who's on. I've slowed the Deck Talk right down so that hopefully everybody who's not used to Deck Talk speech can cope with it.
32 million.
I'm just doing a Control-Shift-I to bring up the main window, and there's my ICQ number.
DJ Airy.
I'm just going through the list of people.
Toonhead.
Oh, there's old Toonhead.
DJ Airy. DJC.
And DJC, who I've just been talking to. All I'm doing is down-arrowing, and it's telling me which of my contacts that I've had added to my contacts list are online.
Pullman. Ross. Worm.
There's Worm. That's Scott Rakowski. I'm not sure why he calls himself Worm. Perhaps it's because he lives down under.
Counselor.
And there's our friend Jeff at Hooked on the Net.
Kevin.
And Kevin Jones.
Timothy.
Some familiar names there, and I can just keep on going through. What I'll do is just send a couple of messages to show you what we can do. We will go up to DJC again. I can just hit D.
DJ Airy.
And there's the first one. It's DJ Airy, who's from... He's a Live 365 broadcaster.
DJC.
And there's DJC. Now, if I just want to send a message to him, I can push Enter, which I will do.
Send online message dialog. Zero enter message chars. Edit. DJC.
No. Okay, so it tells me that I'm in an edit field, and it tells me, it confirms that I'm sending it to DJC. Now, by the way, I'm using JFW without scripts for all of this. So, here I am. I'm in the edit field, and by default, ICQ has some wonderful sound effects. I know that this gets on people's nerves. It hasn't got on my nerves enough to turn it off yet. So I'll just type, hi Don. See, sounds like an odd typewriter, doesn't it? I am doing a quick demo of ICQ for this week's main menu. Send a reply if you have time. And now I can just hit Control Enter, which is to send. And the message is sent. So, we'll see if Don replies. But let's just keep moving through the contact list here.
Ross.
Yeah, there's Ross.
Pullman. DJ Toonhead.
I'm going up. Now, you will notice that I didn't tell you who Toonhead was. That's because what we can do now is just hit the context key, which is the one to the left of the right-hand control key on a Windows keyboard, also known as the application key.
Toonhead.
Now, there's somebody coming online, by the way, that knocking sound. So I can do another Control-Shift-I.
ICQ Online Alert. ICQ Online Alert Dialog. DJ Airy is online 04.
Okay, he must have gone off while we were typing the message and rebooted or something. He's come back, so it tells me that he's online. So whenever one of my contacts comes online, I get that knocking sound. I can also change it so that it says a username is online, and we'll do a bit of a demo of that at some point. But I can turn all these things off if I don't want to be notified when people come online, of course. I just hit this context key I was telling you about, the application key.
List box. Graphic 770 message.
Okay.
2 of 23.
Message
two
is...
2 at 48 million.
Message is the default option, of course, so we can message him.
Top. File.
We can send him a file. So, if you quickly want to get somebody a file, we can do that. There's another user coming online.
Email.
We can send him an email.
Web page address URL.
I can send him a URL. That's quite a nice feature. If I find something that I want to share with him, I can copy the URL to the clipboard, paste it in here, and he gets a button that allows him to go straight to the website when he gets my message. And it also makes a special alert tone to say, hey, this isn't just a regular message coming up here, this is a URL.
ICQ chat. Greeting card.
So we can do an ICQ chat. We can actually get involved in a kind of an IRC style chat. Instead of instant messages, we can actually get involved and have a chat window open.
Send. Contacts.
Message
Invite.
From...
Don Coco.
And while we've been exploring that menu, we have got a message in from Don. You'll hear that it announced his name, because quite a lot of us get involved in sending names with our voices in WAV files to each other, so that it makes a bit of a change from the default tone, which we'll show you in a moment. So I can just push Control-Alt-I.
Incoming message, no more events dialog. Response action reply button. DJC.
Okay, and it tells me that it's from DJC, and
response.
What I need to do is shift tab.
Response act more function, close button, edit.
Until it says edit. And then I'm in the message box, and I can read Don's message with a read to end command or say all command, depending on your screen reader.
This is a reply message to the IC. This is a reply message to the IC. This is a reply
message. Thank you very much. Yes, okay. This is a JFW thing. It keeps going and going and going, like the EverReady battery.
This is a reply message to the IC.
Excellent. So that was just him replying. So now I can reply to that if I want to, and I can tap through the options here.
Close button. More functions button. Response action reply button.
I can also push Alt-P to reply, by the way.
Response action forward button.
And I can send this to someone else. This is a bit like email, really.
Response action request chat button. History checkbox not checked. Graphic 441 button. Added.
Okay. So we just dismissed that. So it's a little bit like email, but of course it's instant. If you're online and someone sends you a message, you don't have to get your email client to check every 10 minutes or so. As soon as it's there and the ICQ network delivers, you're getting it. So let's go back
32.
And see if we can...
DJ Eric.
We'll just push T to get back to Toonhead.
Toonhead.
Because I was showing you all the different options on this context menu when we've highlighted him.
Web page, ICQ, greeting, send. Contacts, invite.
We can share contacts. So he can share his with me, I can share mine with him.
Other.
And there's all sorts of options.
Other services. Voice message. ICQ active list invitation.
We can send a voice message.
Phone follow me.
The active list invitation is quite an interesting feature because what you can do is monitor someone. You can send them a message to their email and say, hey, I'm on ICQ. And if you get on ICQ, let me know. And what it will actually do is it will monitor that email address for me. And if that person with that email address ever does sign up to ICQ, it will send me a message and say, hey, did you know that person you wanted to go on ICQ is now on? And would you like to add that person to your contact list? Now, you do have a lot of control over who gets on your contact list. People who don't mind all and sundry being on, they can just say, anyone can add me. So, people can look up your ICQ number. If they find you, they can add you, and that's fine. If you want a bit more control, you can set it up so that you have to authorize who's allowed to add you to their contact list. So there's a lot of power here. As you heard, there's voice messaging. You can also integrate applications with ICQ. For instance, ICQ and NetMeeting work quite well together, and ICQ and BuddyPhone work exceptionally well together. So you can set it up so that you can go into a menu when you've arrowed to the user you want and try to initiate a BuddyPhone chat. And essentially the person gets an ICQ message saying this person wants to BuddyPhone chat with you, and assuming you have BuddyPhone on your system, you can click a button that says yes, that's fine, your BuddyPhone will automatically open and the two of you will be connected. I mean, this is just such an amazing program, and it goes on and on and on, all the features. We could be here forever. So,
history, homepages.
It keeps a history, by the way, so that we can look back at messages that we've sent to this person.
User's details.
Now, here we are. We're at user's details. I could have up-arrowed to this to get there a lot quicker, by the way, or I could have hit
you
for user's details. Thank you very much, Perfect Paul. So I can hit enter.
User details for Toonhead dialog. Graphic 1, done button. Display edit combo. Name first name edit. Chris. Name nickname edit. Toonhead 2000. ICQ number graphic 500.
So I'm tabbing through this.
Name last name edit. Blank.
He hasn't put it in. Maybe he doesn't want you to know what his last name is, but we know it's Chris. And I know what his last name is, but since he's not telling you on ICQ, I'm not going to tell you either. So, let me just get back in here.
32 mil. Temporary. Toonhead 2000.
Toonhead 2000. I'm going to hit enter and send him a message.
Send online message.
Because he's been having some problems. I'll just ask him, how are your problems with that nasty Outlook Express coming along? And hit enter. And hit
32 million.
Yeah, I hit control enter, actually. And it sent that, and of course, in due course, we will find out the ongoing story of Chris's disappearing Outlook Express. Marvellous thing, that. And so that's how it works. We can sit here, and, you know, people do have quite long conversations, which is why the history window has been introduced, so that you can see the whole thread in front of you as it unfolds. But you can sit here and it doesn't take too long for, you know, I mean, it may take a while based on a couple of things. If somebody's busy, they may not read your message instantly. They may finish the computer task that they're doing. Also, load on the ICQ network will play a part as to just how instant this instant messaging actually is. But it does work well. It is very speech friendly, really. But it's, you know, it's got its quirks. It's a powerful program. There is a simple mode which may help the beginning user, and there are lots of preferences. We do discuss ICQ from time to time on the Blind Tech List, which has recently moved back to e-groups, so if you want to subscribe to that and share your ICQ tips and questions, you're welcome to do that. blindtech-subscribe@egroups.com is the address, blindtechsubscribe@egroups.com. And of course, while I'm waiting for Chris to respond, if he's...
at 2000.
There we go, he just has. So I can push Control Shift I.
Incoming.
And back tab.
Edit.
And here we go. So we can go to the top of this edit field with Control Home and read the current line and then work our way down.
Well, they seem to have gone away now, thankfully. Experimenting with Uter actually, but I'll probably use Outlook Express as well. I also plan to give it 2000 soon.
Okay, and so we could continue this. I can do an Alt-P and say,
Santa.
Well, we are reviewing that for main menu, so you may like to take a listen.
Untitled start.
And there we go. He's getting that, and no doubt this conversation will continue. So that is a quick look at ICQ 2000. A definite download, in my opinion. It's one of those things that once you get it, you wondered why you could possibly have lived without it for so long. And you can pick it up from www.icq.com. The advantage of going to that site is that there are a lot of tips and hints and manuals and things. It's a very well laid out site. It's a big site. That'll be Chris replying back. And you notice that I haven't actually assigned a message to him, so I just get the regular ICQ sort of cuckoo noise. My children think it sounds a bit like a Teletubby. Anyway, it's a big site, the ICQ site, but it does have a lot of information. You may want to just get the program and cope for yourself, in which case you can go to www.download.com, which is an IceFast site, and do a search for ICQ 2000. WindowEyes and JFW scripts exist for ICQ. I believe they will both need to be updated to reflect new developments, though I've certainly seen messages from Raul Gallegos to say that he is working on 2000, so hopefully those scripts, those set files, won't be far away. But whatever you do, definitely pick this up. It's a wonderful package.